Previously on Lost.
I don't care what Jack said. They've got him and we have to get him back. I owe him that.
The man in the house, you said you've seen him before?
On a video feed from the Pearl Station.
Why are we continuing to play this little game when we all know it is moved to the next stage?
This is a map showing electrical and data cabling, comprised of houses and dormitories. Sounds like a place well worth visiting.
Now, I saw the light and I hit a roof. You were electrocuted. And when you heard Claire was on the water, you drowned trying to save her. I dove in myself, so you never went in. I've tried, brother. I've tried twice to save you, but no matter what I try to do, you're gonna die, Charlie.
Oh, look, Karen. Your mom has finally decided to wake up.
The only way I could get you to sleep in was to borrow the midget.
And what is all this?
An aperitif of mysterious island fruit before the breakfast picnic I have set up in your honor. Short walk down the beach.
What's gotten into you, Charlie?
Sorry?
Just you've been so depressed all week, and now it's breakfast in bed and picnics.
I woke up this morning, I thought it's time to stop feeling sorry for yourself and seize the day, and I can't think of anyone I would rather do some day seizing with than you. So, what do you say? Just drop the cherub off with Auntie Son and Uncle Jin, and you and I go for a little stroll.
I would love to.
From the position of this stream, we should be here. If the scale is right, these people are 2 miles in that direction. I don't expect you to confirm that.
It's electrical wiring map, Saeed. I'm not sure it's as accurate as you think.
Well, it's certainly not as infallible as the magical carvings on your stick.
Hey, the stick did get us to that station.
Oh, the station which you've accidentally blew up.
Well, if you'd have warned me that the basement was rigged with C4, I might have been a little more careful.
Why don't you just tell us if we're going the right way?
You're going the right way.
Remind me why we're keeping him alive.
What do you suggest? We shoot him like a dog?
No. I like dogs.
He's right. They would not trade his life for your friend's. You should shoot him.
Enough! Nobody's shooting anybody. The map says where they are, and he says the map is right. Just keep moving.
Okay. Here we are. Not bad, eh?
Not bad at all.
But you'll take your seat. We will begin with our first course, which is cereal. We have fresh fruit salad.
Good morning.
Morning yourself. What brings you down to the beach, Desmond?
Boar running thick. I was hoping you might want to join me in the hunt.
Oh, well, thanks for the invite, but as you can see, we're just about to begin a picnic.
Well, I think hunting might be a better way to spend your day, Charlie. I mean, of all the things you could choose to do today, hunting with me might be your best option.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What is it?
I think I know how to get us off this island.
Yeah.
lines, nets, and fish. And we've got to hurry. And buckets. I'm going to need those too.
But I'll go hunting there.
We have to catch the birds.
What birds?
They just flew over and they're only going to be here today. So if we're going to catch one, we need to do it now.
Oh, this sounds like fun.
Can you get some nets?
Nets for what, Barb?
Nets for what, Claire?
Okay, 5 minutes ago, a flock of seabirds flew over my head. Seabirds are migratory, which means they're going to keep heading south.
I'm sorry, I don't understand why we need to...
They're tagged.
Tagged?
Scientists tag these birds so they can track them. So when they eventually land in Australia or New Zealand or wherever, somebody's going to gather them up.
We can send a message.
If we can catch one. Okay, so here's the plan. First, we've got to cut up these fish, make chum. That'll get the birds to settle in the water. And then we're going to need to cut up some of this net. Charlie, can you go get some knives? Charlie?
Yeah. How do you even know this stuff about birds, Claire?
I watched a lot of nature shows with my mum.
Doesn't exactly make you an expert. I want to see you wasting your time, that's all.
So what happened to seizing the day?
Sorry. I don't see the point.
Hold still, dear. Just another second. There. We're through now. Miss Littleton, I'm Officer Barnes. Sorry to bother you, but I need to ask you a few questions. Can I ask you how the accident happened?
A truck forced us off the road.
Okay. And who was driving?
Me.
Has anyone contacted your father?
My father died when I was two.
Sorry to hear that. I spoke with the truck driver. He's fine, by the way. He said that when you hit him...
No, he hit us.
About what speed would you say that happened when you were driving?
It came out of nowhere. I didn't...
That's not the question I asked, Miss Littleton.
I don't know how fast I was driving. Why are you even asking me these questions?
These questions are standard procedure when there's a fatality.
My mother is in surgery. She's not dead.
Right. So she is.
Yeah, this is not my fault.
Didn't say it was. Good day, Miss Littleton.
Ask you something?
I told you that your daughter was living with them. And you haven't asked me a single question about her. You haven't...
Your friend. Jack. You care about him?
Yeah?
Imagine 16 years from now, you're told he was still alive. But in your heart, you know that he wouldn't remember you. He wouldn't know you. He wouldn't even know that you ever cared about him. I haven't asked you questions about my daughter. Because I do not want to know the answers.
Water?
No, thank you.
So how'd you get here? How'd you get onto this island?
Don't waste your breath. Whatever he says will be a lie.
I was recruited when I was 24. I was approached by a man.
I didn't ask you when, I asked you how.
They brought me on the submarine.
So your people, they can just come and go whenever they want?
Go, yes. But 2 weeks ago, our underwater beacon stopped emitting its locator signal. There was an event, an electromagnetic pulse. It would be impossible to come back.
Why would you want to come back?
You would not understand.
Try me.
I misspoke. What I meant to say is, you're not capable of understanding.
And why am I not capable?
Kate, because you are not on the list.
What list?
The man who brought me here, who brought all of my people here, he is a magnificent man.
If Ben's so magnificent, then why did he need one of us to save him?
Ben is not. I will try to make this as simple as I can. You are not on the list because you are flawed. Because you are angry. And weak. And frightened.
The more I learn about your people, the more I suspect you're not as omniscient as you have us believe. Don't speak to us as if you know us.
Of course I don't know you, Saeed Jarrah. How could I? And you, Kate Austin, are a complete stranger to me. But you, John Locke, you I might have a fleeting memory of. But I must be confused, because the John Locke I know was
hey.
Perhaps...
Look at this. Over here. Come on.
Yes. Work. Son, please help.
Okay. Smells great.
Let's get it over with. This was my mother's worst fear.
What do you mean? That I would end up doing something very much like this.
Cutting bait. She had high hopes for my future. They did not include me marrying a fisherman's son.
Well, I guess we don't always turn out like our mothers want.
Of course, mine never worked a day in her life.
My mom was a librarian.
Was?
We should get this stuff out there.
Where were you? Went home to take a shower. That must have been nice.
Said she was still in surgery. I had glass in my hair, Aunt Lindsay.
Well, I'm glad that you're feeling refreshed.
Good afternoon. Are you the daughter? I'm Dr. Woodruff from Neurosurgery. I'll be observing your mother for the next few days.
How is she?
We've managed to stabilize her immediate injuries, but your mother suffered a severe head trauma. We'll have to wait for the swelling in her brain to go down before we can determine the full extent of her injuries. But I'm afraid we're looking at fairly widespread damage.
Well, what does that mean?
It means that right now these machines are sustaining her life.
I mean, it won't always be. I mean, when she wakes up, she won't...
I can't say with any real confidence that she will wake up.
Can she hear us?
I like to think she can.
How long will she be like this?
Could be a day, a week, or years. We'll just have to wait and see. But I can assure you she'll be well looked after.
Oh, that's very nice. But we can't pay for that.
Don't worry. Her expenses have already been taken care of.
By whom?
I've been asked to keep that confidential.
I'm sorry.
네 멍청한 놈아.
I'm sorry, man.
우리 다 죽을 뻔했잖아.
I said I'm sorry.
What's wrong with you?
Look, I was shooting at a boar. I had no idea you were out here.
Where's Charlie? Is he with you?
He's back at the camp. Look, I'm really sorry.
So it's just you?
No, it's just me.
Hunting in the exact same spot as we're setting our trap.
I was following a boar, Claire.
Oh, so it's just a coincidence then. Where is it?
It got away.
You don't want me to catch the birds, do you? You and Charlie. What's going on?
Why wouldn't I want you to catch the birds?
Touch it. Don't even go near it.
What are these pylons?
What do you think they are?
The security perimeter. Those sensors on the side would be triggered if anyone passed between them. It's an alarm system or a trap. Either way, we'd be safer going around it.
You're right. It was a security perimeter. But like everything else on this island, it hasn't functioned in years.
Of course it hasn't.
If you wish to waste your time, be my guest. The pylons encircle the entire barracks. There is no going around them. If you don't believe me, look at your map.
He appears to be telling the truth.
John! John!
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Looks like he suffered a cerebral hemorrhage.
Why did you do that? We needed him.
They were never going to trade him for Jack.
You don't know that.
Well, you don't know it either. What we do know is that he shot one of his own people who didn't want to be in this exact situation. So I'm going to stick with my opinion.
Yeah, well, we could have discussed it.
Nobody asked me about it when we brought him along in the first place.
All right.
Pardon me for not knowing that they had a sonic weapon fence. I didn't know he was going to die. How would I know that?
Why are you really here? You here for Jack?
Why else would I be here?
We'll talk about this later.
Fine by me. Just tell me how we're going to go through this.
We're not going to go through it. We're going over it. Saeed, where's the axe?
It's in his pack.
No, wait a minute. I got it. Here, I got it.
I thought you didn't know there was any C4.
Well, I stand corrected.
Why did you take it?
You never know when a little C4 might come in handy.
You'll have to do better than that.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, what's going on with you, Charlie?
Just put Aaron down.
No, you and Desmond. What's going on?
I don't know what you're talking about.
So you don't know anything about Desmond shooting off his gun and scaring away the birds?
I've been with Aaron all morning.
You're lying to me, Charlie.
I am not lying.
What happened to the guy who woke up this morning? He wanted to go and have a picnic and seize the day.
You really want to know the truth? That glint you saw could have been anything. A piece of glass stuck in the bird's foot. Or it could have been nothing at all. I don't want to advocate false hope, Claire. That's all.
Well, I'm sorry I bothered you with my stupid ideas. And it won't ever happen again.
Look.
And, Charlie, I don't want my baby around lies.
I think you might be overreacting.
Overreacting? No, I thought you were here for me, that I can count on you. I was wrong.
No, Claire.
No, I'm on my own. And at least I know that now.
Claire!
Just go!
Morning, dear. Oh, I like your new doctor.
What new doctor?
Oh, the American. He's in with your mum now.
Excuse me. The nurse said, "Are you a doctor?"
Yes. I'm very sorry. I shouldn't be disturbing you. I was just leaving.
What are you doing here?
I was just on my way out, Lindsay.
If Carol knew you were here...
She'd what? What would she do? She wouldn't be acting the way you are.
Aunt Lindsay, what's going on here? Who is he?
It doesn't matter. Just go.
Maybe you should tell her, Lindsay. She deserves to know.
Please, just leave us alone.
You are not the arbiter here.
No.
In these circumstances, I do believe that Claire has every right to know.
Just stop it! Are you the one paying the bills? Are you the one taking care of all this?
Yes.
And who are you?
I'm your father, Claire.
The system appears to fire a sonic pulse when an object breaks the plane between two pylons. So, as long as we don't break the plane, we should remain unharmed.
Why not just use the plastic explosive you took?
Be my guest. You want to go stick it on there?
Whoever climbs over, give those sensors a wide berth.
I'll go first.
I'll go next.
You have every right to be upset.
It just doesn't make any sense. Desmond's never gone boar hunting before, and the boar never come that close to the beach.
Well, whatever is going on, they're still talking about it.
Can you watch him?
What are you going to do?
Get some answers. There you go. It'll be $10. What are you doing here?
Buy you a cup of coffee.
I have nothing to say to you.
Claire, I'm leaving tonight, and I'll be out of your life forever. Just one cup of coffee.
True.
Yes, it's true.
How'd you find out about the accident?
A doctor friend here in Sydney told me. I got the call the minute your mother went into surgery.
Why did she tell me that you're dead?
Well, because I, no doubt, left her with so many wonderful memories. Look, we had a fling. I was back in Los Angeles, and she told me that she was pregnant, that she was going to have the baby. Have you?
You didn't want to see me?
No, I came out a bunch of times when you were little. I stayed over, gave you toys, I sang to you.
Why'd you stop coming?
Because your aunt hates me. And your mother didn't like the fact that I, had another family.
Why are you here now, then? And why'd you come? You could have just paid her bills from the States.
I came over because I wanted to help.
Help with what?
Claire, your mother is alive, but she's not really living.
No,
What's that supposed to mean?
It means that now may be the time to look at other alternatives, other ways to relieve her pain. Now, it is illegal to turn off her machines, but I know of ways that can achieve the same effect without the legal consequences.
Just stop it. But you didn't come here to help me. You came here to try and fix a mistake that you made.
No, honey, that's not true.
You think that just paying her bills makes you noble or something? You come down here and you try and get me to kill her? You know, just go. Why don't you just go? Go back to your real family. You know, you might be my father. I don't even know your name. And I wanted to stay that way.
Claire, listen to me. Do not keep your mother alive for the wrong reasons. Now, there is hope and there is guilt, and believe me, I know the difference. Great seeing you again.
Be here.
I didn't.
Yes, you did. You had to. That's what you and Charlie were arguing about. You knew.
How would I?
I don't know, but you know, you walked straight here. No doubt at all about where you were going. You came right to this beach and right to this rock. And lo and behold, there's the bird. What's going on, Desmond?
See that spot over there? That's where Charlie slipped and fell in. He got pounded again and again by the rocks and broke his neck.
What? What are you talking about?
That's where Charlie died.
Look what Desmond found.
How about that? It does have a tag. You were right.
Desmond told me everything. About all his visions. That he knew you were going to get hit by lightning. That you were going to drown trying to rescue me in the ocean. How you died trying to get me this bird.
You don't believe all that, do you?
Thank you.
Now, who turned the telly off? Don't they know how much you love your nature shows? That's better. So how are you today, Mum? Did you have an okay night? There's, something I have to tell you, Mum. Something I should have told you a long time ago. I'm pregnant. I'm giving it away. But it's for the best. I don't know how you did it. Raising me alone. It must have been so hard. And I was just awful.
That I hated you and that I wished you weren't my mother and I wish you were dead. It's all my fault. The accident and everything.
Concern. We are survivors of Oceanic Flight 815. We have survived on this island for 80 days. We're 6 hours into the flight, and the pilot said we were off course and turned back towards Fiji. We had turbulence and crashed. I've been waiting here all this time, waiting for rescue that has not come. We do not know where we are. We only know you have not found us. We've done our best to live on this island. Some of us have come to accept we may never leave it. Not all of us have survived since the crash. But there is new life, too. And with it, there is hope. We are alive. Please don't give up on us. It's perfect, lad.
You know, I'm not giving up on you either, Charlie. It's gonna be okay. You're gonna be okay. Through this together.